Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shviyas Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosov Shalom Yisamunis Vegasam Yisiyat V'Chol Yischal Tzeim. These big events with a Sachat Slach and Ziyat Ishmael, good health, Parnasa B'Shefa and Cult of Sela and Beschos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zeicher to find her Zivug Hagun Bekar of Mamish. And we continue learning about Luf, but now in the context of another Shemitah related halacha, there's something called beer removal, and that has to be done on Shemitah. The pasuk tells us the ones allowed to eat Perek Shviyas only as long as there's this type still available for animals out in the field. But when it's not available for animals anymore, one has to be mevarit from his house. Now, in a later parak, Tanaim argue what happens after he moves it from his house. One Tana holds that only Aniyim are allowed to take it. The other Tana holds that anyone's allowed to take it, even the one that was just mevarit from his house. Now, it's important for this Mishnah regarding the beer of Luf, only the leaves become hefker for taking, but not the main part of the plant. So the Mishnah says, Luf she'avar olav shvias, Luf the past shvias, which means he was mevarit on shvias, but no one took it, and it's still there, and now it's the eighth year, and some leaves continued growing already in the eighth year. So here we have leaves on this Luf plant, and it seems to be that the growth of these leaves is a mixture of 7th year and 8th year. Now Rabbi Lezer says, Im lakto anim es alav, if the anim had already picked the leaves from this Luf plant on Shemitah itself after he did beer, lakatu, they already picked them, and therefore that means that all the leaves that have grown from this Luf right here are only from the 8th year, and the owner is allowed to take them, he doesn't have to give any of them to the anim. Vim lav, but if not, if the anim didn't get to this Luf plant on Shvias, then yasa chashbin amayanim, he has to make a chashbin with the anim, with the poor people, he would have to calculate how much of these leaves are from the 7th year, and then he would have to give that to the Aniyim. Obviously, this Tana holds that once a person does beer on Shemitah, the only people that are allowed to take it are the Aniyim. And since the Aniyim didn't get around to taking it, he has to give that part that grew on Shemitah to the Aniyim, and he's only allowed to keep for himself that which grew during the 8th year. Now, Rabbi Shua argues, and he says, Im lakto Aniyim es olav, lakatu. If the Aniyim managed to pick the leaves on Shemitah, so they pick them, and that's theirs. Vim lav, but if they didn't get around to picking them on Shemitah, ein l'aniyim olav chashbin. So then the Aniyim can't taina any chashbin from him, they can't ask him for a calculation to give them that which grew during the 7th year. Obviously, this Tana holds that after beer, anyone's allowed to take it, Aniyim and even the Baal Bayis himself. And since the Aniyim didn't get to it the 7th year, the Baal Bayis now got back to it himself, he doesn't have to give the Aniyim anything. They lost their chance. He's able to keep everything for himself, the 7th year growth and the 8th year growth. And now moving on to Mishnah Dalet, more about Luf, this time in the context of digging it out of the ground on Shemitah. We've already learned that even if something grew in the 6th year, but it was picked on the 7th year, that still has Kedusha Shvias. However, Luf, and for that matter, any other vegetable that completely grew before Shemitah and did not grow at all on Shemitah, he just simply didn't get around to picking them until Shemitah, they do not have Kedusha Shvias. Now the problem with Luf is that when he digs them out of the ground, he needs to use a tool, and that might look like he's preparing his land for planting. Therefore, he has to do with a shinoi, he has to do it in a slightly different way than he would do it during the regular year. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, Luf shel er shvias shenichas l'shvias. We have Luf that grew completely in the 6th year, and now it's in the 7th year, and he wants to take it out of the ground. V'chein b'tzal makitzanim, also summer onions. V'chein pua shel ides, also pua, which is a plant which produces a red dye, is being grown in Idis, which is very good fertile land. Beishame says, Oikrenoson b'marufe shel etz, the only way to uproot it is with a wooden hoe. A hoe is a digging implement, it's kind of like a shovel, and he has to use a wooden one. He's not allowed to use a metal one. If he uses a metal one, people might suspect him that he's preparing his land for planting, that's why he has to use a wooden one. Beisil says, Bekarduma shamatachais, he is allowed to use metal, however, it has to be a kardum, it has to be an axe. He's allowed to use metal, but he's not allowed to use a regular metal shovel. He does have to do it with some sort of a shinoi, according to Beis Hill, so he has to use a metal axe. Now, Maidim Apush al Tzlois, Beishami does agree, if we're dealing with this pua plant, again, which produces red dye, but it was growing in Tzlois, which is very rocky ground, that he is allowed to uproot it with this metal axe. That's because the ground is so rocky, people are not going to suspect that he's trying to prepare for planting, and they're going to realize that he's just trying to get out his luf. He still has to do it with a shinoi, but it doesn't have to be with such a big shinoi, according to Beishami in this particular instance. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay, continue to talk about luf and with Mishnah Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.